John, please, and chapter number 12. John, chapter 12. I will agree heartily with our dear brethren concerning the hospitality enjoyed. This is my first visit to this land and this country, and not only the hospitality, I've enjoyed the homes and I've enjoyed the hugs. We don't usually hug believers, but I've enjoyed it where I'm given, and I have also enjoyed coming amongst the people of God and enjoy the house of God. John chapter 12, please, and reading verse number 24, the words of our Lord Jesus. John 12, verse 24, "Verily, verily, I say unto you, except a corn of wheat fall into the ground and die, it abideth alone. But if it die, it bringeth forth much fruit. He that loveth his life shall lose it, and he that hateth his life in this world shall keep it unto life eternal. If any man serve me, let him follow me, and where I am, there shall also my servant be. If any man serve me, him will my Father honor." May the Lord be pleased to bless the reading of his precious word. When Brother Piao first wrote to me sometime last year, he was asking if I could speak a little of the work in Asia, and particularly Southeast Asia, and I was with very few words being able to answer him, because being commended only in the year 2007, we have only concentrated very much locally in the land of Malaysia. And we have had contacts with Brother Jack Fung in Hong Kong, and a few brethren have asked me if we would be able to visit India, and the vast areas of the world in the East is virtually very much unknown in terms of intense gospel work. Nevertheless, the Lord has been good, and what I intend to do for the remaining time would be just to speak a little of the world in the East, and then the world of Islam, particularly Malaysia, and then look at the work of God, and then the workers, especially just relating a little of the assembly that we were able to see God establish in the last few years, and then the worth of all this work in the day to come. The world in the East, very much as we think of what it is, China being very well known, and brethren would have heard of Brother John Short, commended from Australia, and we are in touch with Brother Jack Fung, basically located in Hong Kong. We have heard also of Brother Phil Coulson from the UK, visiting the land of Sri Lanka and perhaps certain parts of India, and also Brother Michael Penfold visiting a few places in India. And also Brother Phil Coulson visiting Burma, and also in recent times trying to penetrate certain parts of Indonesia, especially the big city of Jakarta. That country, Indonesia, I'm sure all who know, would be the most populous Islamic nation to this point of time. Then there will be Malaysia, the Philippines, very much entrenched in Roman Catholicism and the local beliefs, and then Thailand and Burma is a missionary graveyard, because it's very hard there, people there being very steeped in Buddhism. As far as Malaysia is concerned, it is an Islamic country, and as far as the world of Islam is concerned, I can say just in picture, Islamic banking is being adopted all over the eastern side of the world. And especially our country, Islamic banking is now in vogue and adopted by every foreign bank that enters in, as well as every local bank. It sounds very pleasant. Pleasant in the sense that they claim that they will not have their resources and money invested in things that are illegal, things that Islam would consider a crime. Therefore, no money channeled to the underworld, no money to be placed and invested in gambling or alcohol or the promotion of cigarettes and all that. It sounds very pleasant on the surface, but when we begin to realize that the book, the Quran, the holy book, not holy at all as far as the Word of God is concerned, we realize that the Quran will expressly reveal that Christianity and Judaism is a crime. And hence, you will understand that what is considered a crime will be very significant when all the money is channeled there, and no money in the coming day will be even supplied to any Jew or to any form of endeavor supporting the nation of Israel or anything that will speak of Christian testimony. And so it is now very much adopted in the entire nation, and we are praying that until the Lord comes, believers will know preservation. Over the period of this little time, I will mention a little more of Islam and its practical implications as we face Islam in the work of the gospel. At present, we, in recent years, in Malaysia especially, have enjoyed since 2005 somehow the hand of the Spirit of God working. First of all, the workers from the foreign field that have come and labored for years, we know very well since 1957, Brother Tom Bentley from Northern Ireland, and then joining him in the 60s, Brother Jim Allen, who before that had taken a principal position in the teaching college in Kuala Lumpur, and he too eventually came out full-time, and both brethren labored for a number of years in the land of Malaya as well as present-day Malaysia. Then for a few years, Brother John Stubbs also came out to work. I've never met Brother John, but I am told that he too has come into the work. At present, we are thankful to God that since 2005, there seemed to be a movement that the Spirit of God alone can accomplish. Somewhere up in the north, 2 hours of us of Kuala Lumpur, a group of 10 believers came out from a chapel setting with the desire to obey the Word of God in simple local assembly testimony. That is the testimony in Ipoh, and they are still going strong by the goodness of God. And then down in Singapore, we have also enjoyed and rejoiced in the coming out of a company of believers. Some of you here would know Brother Frankie Cha, and he would be one amongst them. And they came out from a chapel setting and with the desire to obey the scriptures in assembly testimony. And then the outreach work engaged in by Paramount Gospel Hall, the assembly that Brother Tom and Brother Jim saw established in 1969 in the midst of racial riots. And that assembly has seen some blessing, and we came to about 120 around the year of 2005, and believers desirous to go on in outreach work further. The Paramount Assembly engaged in 2 outreach work, which resulted in 2 assemblies established, one in 2007 in an area called USJ4, and then another in Puchong Utama, and that is in 2008. And there is another assembly, and some of you here will know Brother Caleb Koo and Brother Gideon, who was in Chicago sometime in his studies, and Sister Priscilla and Brother Frank from the Watertown Assembly. They are laboring and they are in fellowship in a place called Kota Kemuning. We abbreviate it in Chinese, in Malay, KK. And they are also zealously going in the work of the gospel and are about 60 believers in happy fellowship. So we have about 4 assemblies in the central region surrounding the 7 million population of the Kuala Lumpur city center and suburban area. And then 1 assembly in the north, 2 hours of us in Ipoh. 1 assembly south, Malacca Gospel Hall, 2 hours. And that has been the longest standing assembly in the country before independence in 1957. And then a happy fellowship with 2 assemblies down in Singapore, the Joo Chiat Assembly as well as the Christian Assembly there. And then also around that same time, a group of believers in Peninsula Malaysia towards the East Coast, also a similar thing happened where the charismatic movement was encroaching and very much being adopted in every form of practice. A group of believers came out as well in the city of Kuantan, and an assembly was established there. When I came back to Malaysia in 1995, the heart that was within me was burning with the ministry. The first and ever time I enjoyed a ministry was in Saltash Gospel Hall. In the month of June and July, we were coming back to Malaysia. As I came into assembly fellowship for the first time in Saltash, south of England, the county of Cornwall, there for the first time in the conference, I heard Brother Jack Hay, and I'm very pleased to have this privilege of being able to know his fellowship and his ministry again. Brother Jack Hay, for the first time, came down and gave very helpful ministry. We were all very new. Myself and three other sisters had just come into the assembly, and looking at Malaysia, a population of 28 million, 60% Islam and Buddhism following second, and Hinduism, and a small proportion of professing Christianity, we were encouraged by the words in Acts chapter 11, when Barnabas came, that with purpose of heart he exhorted the believers to cleave unto the Lord. And so with that little endeavor to want to cleave unto the Lord, we came and found ourselves in happy fellowship with the assembly in Paramount. And at that moment of time, we were contemplating going to become teachers and posted in an interior part in Borneo. We wanted a word from God. And it was there that I would say Brother Tom Bentley, taking a Sunday school that morning on Sunday, spoke from John chapter 12. And he mentions how for over 40 years he had labored, and he looked upon the faces of all the young brethren in Malaysia. You are pursuing your career. You are pursuing your ambition. You are pursuing your education. And that would all that we would be concentrating about, being very Chinese in Chinese-minded, the Asians are always pursuing these things. And he challenged us, what about the call of the Lord Jesus Christ? And he brought us to John chapter 12, and he says, except a corn of wheat fall into the ground and die, it abideth alone. But if it die, it bringeth forth much fruit. And he says, young man, young woman, this is the cost of discipleship. And then he read further and he mentions the character of discipleship. And then he came to the last expression, if any man serve me, him will my Father honor. And says, here is the compensation of discipleship. And for the first time, those words of the Lord Jesus became so real, impacted my life, and I knew that I heard the Lord calling to greater service. And in my heart, we desired to do something while working as teachers. We threw ourselves and volunteered to go into the interior parts of Borneo to be teachers there for about 7 years. And while we did that, the Lord saw some blessing for us to involve in and learn. And those little lessons and those young believers, we didn't realize that they became now the very foundation of something we hope to do with a present open door just this January in the work of the gospel in the island of Borneo. For your information, the island of Borneo is made up of three countries. South is Indonesia, central and north is East Malaysia, and then Brunei belongs to the Sultan of Brunei. And every year we came back with a desire to be refreshed, because it was a lonely path being a teacher in the middle of the jungle together with my wife, and there trying to impart and impress upon young believers that were saved out of a life of idolatry, spiritism, spirits of the jungle, and learning what it means to bear the precious name of the Lord Jesus, different and apart from every form of denominationalism and Roman Catholicism and every form of steep idolatry. And so we came back in the year 2000, and there That year, again, we were blessed. There were four full-time workers, Brother Tom, and then there was Brother David Gilliland, and then Brother Stanley Wells, and Brother Jim McCall from Australia. And in that conference, the subject was regarding the call of God. And once again, we heard the challenge and God clearly speaking. And Brother Tom issued the call of God, and he referred to Isaiah's call. And he says, "Here is Isaiah called in the calmness of the sanctuary." And then he brought us to Jeremiah, and Jeremiah was called according to the confirmation of the scriptures. And then he says Ezekiel was called in the catastrophe of the storm. And he says there, brother and sister, you might be in the assembly and the word of God is spoken to you in the calmness of the sanctuary. Will you hear the call of God? And then he came to Jeremiah reading the word of God in the confirmation of the scriptures. Dear brother, dear sister, he says, maybe the word of God has impressed upon your hearts. Do not shrug it off, all that God is speaking to you. And then he says, Ezekiel, in the catastrophe of the storm, governments changing, the direction of earthly profession was being changed from a man that would work in the temple to a man that will declare the very words of God to the nation of Israel. Ezekiel saw the call of God in the catastrophe of the storm. And in Malaysia, at the moment, as for the last 10 years, we have gone through several volatile situations with Islamic fundamentalism on the rise and the nation being at unrest. And for a few moments, we have seen some unrest and difficult situation, very sensitive with religious issues lately regarding the use of Allah that the Catholic Church would use, and that incited some anger amongst the Muslims, and a few arson activity has been carried out amongst the so-called church buildings, whether it be Catholic or denominations. They would not have any differentiation. And so, in that moment, whatever it may be, there were those that, just like in the racial riots of 1969, considering migration to Australia, UK, and the US because it's not safe. And yet, before us, Ezekiel also, in that example, he was called to serve the Lord in that capacity. And so the word of God in the call came and was impressed upon us. And in that year, another brother, as situations changed, Malaysia's local administration in the capital changed location, and behind it, God was moving. And because of that, everything in its structure and its economical outlook became different. And a little town that used to be a rubber estate where many Indians in the past have come and been rubber tappers and many poor Malays were there, mostly Islamic, have now been given the priority of being the town that would be between Kuala Lumpur and the administration city. And from 250,000 people to just about 4 years ago, that town has become a city to coming to nearby to a city status with near to almost a million people in population as people just pour in with the desire to do something. And so one brother spoke to me. He says, "You're in Borneo. What has the Lord given you in heart? Because here is an outreach work that Paramount Gospel Hall is starting. There is a great need for workers and for the work, the locally, the work in Malaysia here. And brother, what do you have in mind?" And I said, "I don't really know, Brother Blim." And eventually, we agreed upon the area of Puchong. It seems that his house, he had bought a new house there, and we two were coming there. And eventually, we came to that locality. And our first meeting was to have a prayer meeting in the home, and started to go tracting. And we tracted the area, and after some time, we became exhausted. Both of us were still holding teaching profession. I had transferred back from Borneo in 2003, and we started doing, and before long we were saying, we need more workers. And where can we find workers? Because Paramount was still engaged in another outreach work, and that took about 30 believers busily engaged. And before long, the Lord opened the door and a young boy got saved in a Sunday school He was 18 years old. And then that young boy, Brother Timothy, said, John, it's holiday time, and I can't get enough of the Bible. I don't want a holiday. Let's do something. And he says, where do you have in mind? And he says, what about my university? And so he says, well, that's good. Do you get an entrance? Well, the cafeteria. And so we had a Bible study in the cafeteria, and before long, Jane Lee trusted the Lord Jesus Christ. And eventually, Timothy and Jane started Bible study together in the Song of Solomon's, and Timothy and Jane became husband and wife in 2009. And so they too, with that great desire, came in, and God was answering our prayers. And in 2003, after a ministry on Sunday morning, we went back to the back of the hall, and a brother taking the back seat that I've never seen before came forward, shook my hand very well, and he said, I enjoyed that ministry very much. And from that moment onwards, Brother Kim Siu and myself, we were knit with the Word of God and the work of God. And he threw in his lot with the work, and the Lord answered. His wife got saved in the back seat of the hall, listening to the thanksgiving of the believers, giving thanks. And then his daughter, and then his son, and then the daughter's boyfriend, steeped in Buddhism. And every year he would go, and they would have ancestor worship. And as we were trying to establish the work in Puchumutama, he said to me one day, John, I'm very dissatisfied because how come my father did not have the chance to listen to the gospel? It is not fair. And we sat down and opened the scriptures, and I said to him, dear Brother Gerald, if there is anything that is not fair, all of us deserve to be in hell. If anything that is not fair, it was not fair for the sinless, spotless Son of God to take that place for you and for me at the place called Calvary. And Brother Gerald was very touched, and he says, you might be the instrument to reach and bring the gospel to your family. They are all steeped, very steeped in a form of Buddhism that incorporated Malaysian and Japanese. And eventually Gerald got saved, and now he knows what God wants to do with him and him for the Lord Jesus. As we went on, the Lord began to add workers. And eventually, the moment came, there was an Indian girl coming in. She trusted the Lord as well, but there was one day, just to give a picture of Hinduism, the mother and the father said, we are your gods because we gave birth to you. And that girl feared, because if she would be put out of the home, she would be deprived of many things, and so taken away. And that is how people are taken away under steep Hinduism. There was another woman coming, and she said, when I saw Gospel Hall, and she started coming, and then she saw the Bible teachers, and she says, I've seen you before when I was Sunday school in Paramount Gospel Hall. And she was so delighted, and brought her three boys, and eventually her three boys trusted the Savior. And then Jaya said, I have one thing to tell you, John. My husband is a Hindu. And we prayed for her. But the day came when she told her husband that she is a believer in the Lord Jesus Christ. Her husband took her away, and he got transferred on purpose, and we lost all the children whom we baptized and saw the formation of the assembly. My time is up. The moment came when 8 believers were baptized together with 16 that formed the assembly in Puchumutama, and among them was a very touching moment when Brother Kim Siu would baptize his own son and his own daughter and his son-in-law. And as he said those words, tears were in his eyes, and he couldn't speak any further. And yet he would say those words, bringing and plunging his son into the waters, bringing out what a new dimension it was for the family as they became part of the assembly in Puchumutama. And then as the Lord prayed, we were looking at Acts chapter 11 as the commencement of the meeting. We were saying in Acts chapter 13, God would raise local brethren. And that was in 2008. And we thank the Lord that just before we came in August 31st, we had our second year of remembrance, and we had a conference. 5 local brethren took part in the ministry of the Word of God, confirming Acts chapter 13 to our delight, because God had answered our prayers. And then God gave us another open door and kept us busy. And an open door came in the month of January. As we looked towards the east, those that we had touched with the gospel long time ago, 15 years ago, became revived and with a desire to see the gospel go. And so with a few brethren that we tried to encourage, we looked toward the east in January, in April, and in August we went. And Lord willing, in the month of August, to go there, to the island of Borneo, East Malaysia, steeped in idolatry, steeped in spiritism and voodoo-like belief, to bring the gospel there. People there in the interior is very much primitive, but my time is up, much could be said, but your prayers would be very much appreciated. The workers, the word. If any man serve me, him will my Father honor. But before that, except a corn of wheat fall into the ground and die, it abideth alone. But if it die, it bringeth forth much fruit. The Lord bless his word.